Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. You know, last week, I put a bug in your ear, and I suggested to you that you might consider making some changes in your life. As a matter of fact, the whole show last week was focused on changing your mindset. Yeah, in other words, thinking a little bit differently than you've always been thinking. And trust me, that is difficult to do. It's very difficult to do. I find a huge challenge awaiting me anytime I want to shift my mindset. And here's why. I pretty much feel like I've got it all dialed in. I'm 57 years of age, about ready to turn 58. I've got a lot of worldly experience, not as much as people older than me, but a lot more than people younger than me. I've been all over this planet. I've seen and done some really amazing things. I've seen and done some really horrible things, and I've done everything in between. So my mind feels like it is focused where it needs to be. It does. I feel like I've got everything all kind of dialed in. And then out of the blue, I get an email. Lior got a hold of me, and he wanted to present an idea to me that had nothing to do with real estate, but it had everything to do with my health. And I'll tell you what, as a guy that's been struggling with some massive health issues for the past, 8 to 10 years, I have an open mind. I actually have an open mind. So Lior suggested to me that maybe I want to consider changing what I do for a diet. Yeah, he flat out said it. He said, look, here's the deal, bro. I'm an ER doc. You've had a heart attack. You've mentioned on the show that you have AFib. You've mentioned on the show that you've got coronary artery disease. You've mentioned on the show that you've got heart disease. Dude, you got issues with your heart, bro. That's not exactly how he told me, but I mean, that's the way I heard it. And I heard it not from a medical professional, but I heard it from somebody that actually was genuinely concerned about me, which is really one of the coolest things about being part of the Lifestyles Unlimited community. You wind up meeting so many wonderful people that come from different walks of life, and they're engaged in different things for their livelihood. And we all come together because we realize that what we're doing isn't effective, and we need to change it. So we come to Lifestyles Unlimited to be educated by Del Walmsley on how to follow the roadmap to financial freedom. And then we customize that roadmap to meet our specific goals and objectives. And I will tell you, it's very effective. It's very effective. So I've got my financial health all dialed in. I really do. I've got things humming. I've got things doing what they're supposed to do. But Lior noticed that I was failing in one of the arms of my life that I really needed to probably pay a little more attention to. And what Lior suggested was maybe I should consider a dietary change. I should consider becoming a vegan. Now, I am one of those guys that, well, probably back in the day, maybe I picked on or poked fun at people that were vegans. Yeah, that's okay. I'm admitting to you my character failures. Now, I'm a better person now. I don't do that stuff anymore. But that's kind of where my mindset was at. And the whole show last week was designed to actually talk about how we do have to consider other possibilities if we're going to make changes in our lives that will result in us achieving the results we're trying to get to. And health for me is one of those areas that I'm not doing real well in. And lo and behold, Lior shows up with a suggestion. And I have been seriously considering his suggestion. Now, I just didn't all of a sudden decide I'm going to be vegan. Now, I haven't made that decision yet because I think there has to be a lot of things that you have to consider. Well, actually, there's a lot of behaviors that are imprinted on this body that I'm actually going to have to address. I'm serious. I mean, when I go to the grocery store, the first place I go is not to the vegetable aisle. I go to the meat section. I want to see what meat's on sale. I want to see what's going on with the price of beef, which by chance has actually been going up and up and up and up, if you've been noticing. So because I have these things, these, how would you describe these behaviors? These behaviors are programmed into me. They're like muscle memory. That's exactly what it is. My body has been conditioned to a point of muscle memory to where I do things on cruise control. I do things on autopilot, and my health is kind of the same. So let me explain to you what I do for health. Okay, did you get all that? Yeah, I said absolutely nothing. Okay, and that's not 100% true. I take probably about 20 different medications. I'm supposed to exercise. I don't exercise the way I'm supposed to because I have a lot of physical pain that I deal with. And there's this crazy little balance between trying to get the physical conditioning and dealing with the pain associated with the physical conditioning. And it just creates havoc for me. Now, one area that I can't change is my diet. I certainly can change my diet, but the mindset shift has not occurred yet. I have not identified a place in my mind where vegan is my go-to. It's not my go-to, but I am considering making it my go-to. Yeah. Okay, so you know I've been talking about this for a week now, so you know I've been rattling this around my brain for a week. When we come back from the break, what I'm going to do is I'm going to explain to you what I'm going to do next. It has everything to do with real estate.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Kirby talks about his experience at the two-day Financial Freedom Seminar.
2008 was my first full year as a financial advisor. 2009, stark contrast, my paychecks went down about 80%. I started looking for avenues to grow my wealth, grow my income. I found Lifestyles Unlimited. I joined in 2010. I started investing in both single family and multifamily. Between 2010 and 2015, I bought 5 houses. The two-day class, they teach you to buy 4 houses to make your first $250,000. I bought 5 and I made about $60,000 each. That was another $300,000 that I made because of real estate.
You've heard us and our members on the radio. Now join the Lifestyles Unlimited team in a city near you or online from the comfort of your own home for the Financial Freedom Seminar. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Use promo code 2022. Save 60% off the regular price, plus get a second year of membership for free. Register now at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. All right, we're going to get right into it because you need to know what I'm going to do. I am probably going to at least explore this vegan lifestyle. I don't know if I'm going to land 100% in that camp, but I'll tell you what, I'm going to give it a try. Because if I can get a better result with my health just by changing my diet, I would be a fool not to try it. I literally would be dumb not to try it. So how do I get to this place in my mind where eating vegan is going to be a way of life for me? I'm probably going to have to do the same thing I did when I adjusted my mindset from a middle-class mindset to a millionaire's mindset. Yeah, I'm 100% serious about that. There's a 6-step approach that Del Walmsley, our founder and CEO of Lifestyles Unlimited, taught me that helped me move away from doing certain things, certain behaviors that I was doing as a middle-class person, and then transitioned me to a place where I am now, where I do things like a millionaire does. And it all has to do with thinking differently. So let's get into it. Whether you want to change anything in your life, I think these six steps are effective. I think they will help you make this change. So the first thing that you have to have an effective map. If the map that you're following is ineffective or if it's flawed, it will not get you to where you're trying to get to. I mean, take a roadmap, not the kind on your phone, but remember back in the day when they actually printed these things on paper and it was like a puzzle trying to fold them back together. You remember that, right? Okay, so imagine you have one of these unfolded maps and all of a sudden somebody tears your map in half, they crumple up half the map and they throw it in the fireplace and it's burned up. How effective is that map now? It's not effective at all. Well, it's partially effective. I mean, the part that's still there is still effective, right? But the part that's missing, yeah, you know where I'm going, right? At Lifestyles Unlimited, we follow an effective map for real estate investing. We do. It is a map that Del Walmsley sat down, and trust me, he put a lot of time and treasure into developing this because he wanted to make sure that people like me would be able to get from point A to point B as simple as possible. And that's what this map does for us when it comes to financial freedom. Now, when it comes to my health, Lior suggested a book. And he's going to bring me that book when we meet up at Expo later on in the month of March. Yeah, I'm actually going to go to Expo. You should go to Expo too. By the way, if you want tickets to Expo, I know I'm going way off topic here, but if you want tickets to Expo, we're going to do it in Houston, Texas. It's going to be the second week of March. Shoot me an email at askal@luinc.com. And what I will do is I will make sure that you get general admission tickets and you don't have to pay for them. It's a $97 value. You don't pay anything for it. So what Lior suggested to me was that I needed an effective map to follow. And there was a book that he read that really helped him to change his eating habits. See, Lior, like me, was a carnivore. And prior to him making a informed decision in his life to move away from, you know, meat-based foods to vegan-based foods, he had to find an effective map that would get him there. And the book that he's going to bring me a copy of, well, he found that to be the most effective tool. So he's going to share with me that book. And in doing so, he's going to hand me my copy of what is an effective map. Now, I am a doubting Thomas. Trust me, I'm one of these guys that, you know, always wonders what's in it for you. What's behind the curtain? That's my mind. That's the way I think sometimes. I am a huge skeptic. So, of course, I'm going to take a look at this map, and I will hit it with some skepticism. But the neat thing is I actually have Lior available to me so that if I have any specific questions, he's willing to answer them. Usually not the guy that fires off a bunch of questions, because usually if the map is effective, it answers questions. It doesn't raise questions. So I'm looking forward to getting this copy of this book because I am serious about exploring a change. I'm totally serious about it. Now, the second thing that you need to do if you're going to change your mindset is you have to understand why you want to change it. Yeah, you have to understand why you want to change it. I mean, think about it. One of the reasons that we want to change our mindset when it comes to financial freedom is there is statistical evidence out there that points out that 9 out of 10 Americans retire at or below poverty income levels. It's Census Bureau data. Go to the 2015 Census Bureau data. You will find all this stuff there. We didn't make this up. We borrowed it from the government, who spent a lot of money to research it. Okay, so when it comes to the medical side, the diet side, the other thing that I need to also understand is that people like me that eat the way that I do, we are actually at a 50% higher risk of heart disease than somebody that eats a vegan diet like Lior does. As a matter of fact, the graphic Lior shared with me indicated that about only 4% of vegans are at risk of heart disease. So if I'm at 50% risk, and I already have heart disease, and I have other issues with my heart, you think my number's a lot higher? I think my number's a lot higher. And as a result of that, I don't want to be that high on that scale. That's not the scale I want to excel at. Now, I'd rather go the other way. Here's what I want to point out. I need to do something about my health. Because if I don't start doing the things that I need to do to affect my health is going to do what it's going to do to my body, and my body may wind up failing me. So I'm willing to lean towards a different way of life if it's going to give me a longer lifespan. I'm not interested in having a longer lifespan just because I want to live longer. No, that's not it. But here's what I am interested in. I am very interested in living longer, and here's why. Because my financial health is so much better now than it was before I found Lifestyles Unlimited. And as a result of that, I'm not going to be spending the rest of my years staring at cubicle hell. No, I'm not doing that anymore. As a matter of fact, I'm staring at financial freedom. And I'm looking forward to maybe having grandkids one day. And you know what? To enjoy your grandkids, you kind of need to be around. When we come back from the break, we're going to get into the second step. It's very important. Stick around.
Now, from the files of Del Wamsley.
I do want to make this point to everybody out there. All right. This poor lady signed up for one of these stupid stock trading courses. Do you understand that trading stocks on a daily basis like this is really nothing but gambling? You might as well sign up for how to cut cards or how to play cards, because it's just insane. You're going to lose. The odds are against you. It isn't going to work. And you know what? I want to add this to it. And so is every other real estate course out there that has to do with flipping and wholesaling and working your butt off and busting your butt and taking advantage of people and selling stuff too high and buying it too low and ripping people off. Guys, we're not doing any of that. We're buying assets that make us passive streams of income.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Wamsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single-family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so in the last segment, we were talking about getting your mind wrapped around the problem, right? I mean, that's essentially what we were talking about. You have to identify that there's maybe a problem, and then you have to figure out what you're going to do to resolve the problem. And to do that, you need an effective map that will take you from where you are to where you're trying to get to. Now, when it comes to the real estate side of the house, it is pretty easy. You just come to Lifestyles Unlimited, you become a member, you focus on the education will get you to a place where you understand how to correctly invest into real estate. You build a team around you. You develop a relationship with a mentor. It is a beautiful experience. But we're talking about vegan. We're talking about eating vegan. So how does all this real estate stuff translate over to eating vegan? Okay, pretty simply, actually. First of all, like I said, you've got to have an effective map. Lior is providing me what he believes is a very effective map. As a matter of fact, he's been doing the vegan lifestyle for 6 years, and he swears by it. And if I can get from a 50% risk factor for heart disease, and I can take that risk factor down to like 4% or less, and even if I only get it to 10, that is way better than where I'm at right now. I am willing to at least give this vegan thing a try. But one of the things that I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to realize I have to do this myself. And just like the real estate world, I do the real estate world myself. And here's the caveat. I don't do it by myself. I have a lot of people that I surround myself with, fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members. I have mentors. I have people that work for me. They're part of my team. They go out and do the work of the actual tactical work, so I don't have to go out and do that stuff. I think the diet thing is the same way. I mean, I've got to do it myself, but I don't have to do it by myself. I could actually talk to my beautiful spouse, Tina, and I could say, Tina, I want to try this. Would you be willing to try this with me? And you know what? She actually loves vegetables. She'd probably be willing to do it. Now, she may not be willing to do it. I don't know. But I'm going to let her know what I'm doing and why I'm doing it so that I build that support system that I need. Because if my wife is 100% behind me in something I do, the result I get is usually extremely successful. Yeah, trust me. 26 years of marriage, I have finally figured that out. I'm not going to do this diet by myself, but I'm going to do it. I think that totally makes sense. And you know, I've got Lior out there that I can lean on, and there are people out there that are nutritionists. I actually have access through my health coverages. I can actually sit down with a nutritionist, so I can build my team around me, and I can get all the support that I need in order to move forward. Okay, so if I've got an effective map and I realize that this is all about me and doing it for me, what's the next step? Well, in the real estate world, the third step has to do with helping others. It's a concept where you build a team of people around you, and that team helps you accomplish your goals and objectives. I don't think it's going to be any different with the diet piece, although the teammates that I choose are going to be, well, they're going to be a little bit different. So let's think about that. First of all, in the real estate side of the world, I have a team out there. I've got a lender that I work with in the single family space. They're outstanding. They're excellent. I have a lender that I work with in the multifamily space. He is outstanding. He's an expert at what he does. I have realtors that specialize in different things, and they're experts at what they do. I have a general contractor. I have a handyman. I have a master plumber. I have a master electrician. I have all the people that I need in order to execute my real estate investing business, to include my 1031 accommodators. I also have my title companies. It's all laid out. It's all laid out for me. But what I have to do is I have to figure out, how can I apply this concept of helping others to the diet piece? Because really, I'm doing this for myself, right? I mean, now think about it. If I've got a property right now that we're going through a minor rehab on. We found a plumbing issue. My general contractor called me up and he says, "Hey, man, this is a little bit more advanced than what I'm interested in tackling. You should bring your plumber guy out because I know the guy and he'll knock it out better than I will." Okay, so there's a cost savings right there. Did you hear that, cost savings? So I have the plumber scheduled to go out there. And here's the takeaway. I'm employing these people. I am providing them business. I am paying for the work that they are doing. And in turn, they are taking that pay and they're supporting their own lives. And they are very appreciative that I contact them when I have work that needs to be done. And you know what? I value what they bring to the table. And that's why I've got a team of people. It's a very tight nucleus of people that understand my business philosophy, and they understand that when I call them to do some work, that work needs to get done as quickly as possible. And just as quickly as the work gets done, I pay them just as quickly too. There's no chasing Al down for a check. That's how I roll. So what's that got to do with the dieting? How are you going to help other people, Al? I mean, think about it. Think about it. I think the helping other people piece really doesn't go into, say, the trades like the real estate piece does. And I don't think it goes into the fact that I'm providing clean, functional workforce housing to people that they're always looking for it. They are always looking for it. And they don't always find it. But when they look at my property, they see the best of the best that's out there, and they'd like to live there. Yeah, so I'm helping the people that ultimately will live in my property because I'm providing them the best thing that they can find to rent. So on the diet piece, I think it transitions real easily. And here's where. My family. Yeah, it dials right into my family. Because if my body is healthy, I don't create a burden on my spouse and my kids. No, I don't. I don't create that burden. And trust me, I don't want to create a burden. If I lose my health, who's going to take care of me? Right? Who's going to take care of me? Well, I'll tell you what, my wife's the first one probably going to step up to the plate and do that job. At least I hope that's the way it works out. No, I'm kidding. We've already had this conversation. Yeah. So I'm not too worried about me being taken care of, but I am worried about the excessive burden that it places on her. And let's say I don't do anything about my health. And let's say I just keep eating the way I've been eating. Okay, now I've gotten better with my diet, but my diet is not where Lior thinks it needs to be. And here's the point I want to make. What if I stroke out? What if I totally stroke out and I lose access to one side of my body? Then what? How am I helping other people? You're getting it now, aren't you? All right, when we come back from the break, I'm going to get into the fourth step.
Now, from the files of Del Wamsley.
Now there's really no limitation to whatever you want to have in your life. Why? We can borrow all the money to buy an apartment complex. We can borrow the mortgage. Then we need a down payment. We can raise capital with partners to get the down payment money. And so money's no longer a limitation. Since the loans don't go on our credit reports, it doesn't affect our credit score. There's no credit problems. We get non-recourse loans. So there's no limitation on how much we can borrow. It's not like a house where they say, well, you can only have so much debt and then you mess up your debt-to-income ratio. No, it doesn't even touch our debt-to-income ratio. So we can do as much as we want. We only have so much time, but that doesn't matter. We just hire more people. The more business we do, the more people we hire, the more money we make. And so we have unlimited potential earnings that way.
Stick around.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy's going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so let's get into that fourth step because I think this is very, very important. Now, when it comes to real estate investing, we're going to tell you that the fourth step has to do with the concept of leverage. In other words, you have to leverage other people's time, other people's money, and other people's knowledge. And the reason you do this is because in those three areas, there are probably other people out there that can help you out. Kind of goes back to that last principle we were talking about, helping each other out, helping other people, right? Okay. When it comes to dieting, I can do the same thing. I can leverage other people's time. I can leverage other people's money, and I can leverage other people's knowledge. I can. Now think about it. I'm waiting for Lior to provide me a copy of a book that he's going to give me as a gift. And I'm looking forward to reading that book. So right now, at this point, I am leveraging Lior's knowledge. And I'm going to leverage the knowledge that's in that book when I read it. So the knowledge piece is covered. Now, I'm actually kind of leveraging a little bit of Lior's time. Now, he's an ER doctor. He's a very busy man. But he finds a little bit of time here and there to send me encouragement because he's convinced that this is going to help me. The fact that I'm on his radar tells me that I'm leveraging his time. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm not, you know, like being, oh, give me all your time, Lior. No, that's not what I'm doing. But I think it's very important that I am in a position where I can leverage the time of somebody that is way more knowledgeable than me about this stuff. And then there's the money piece. I'm going to leverage other people's money in real estate. Usually I do that in the form of a loan. I go out and I get a loan. I bring that loan into the asset to cover 75 or 80% of the cost of the asset. And the neat part about that is once I bring that loan in and contribute it to the equity that I put together, that loan just stays there and it doesn't do anything other than get paid off eventually. It doesn't participate in the equity growth. It's really a cool thing. Now, on the diet piece, where am I leveraging money? Well, I think I'm going to be leveraging money in the form of I'm probably not going to be paying massive medical expenses. Yeah, if I'm not putting my body in a situation where I have to go to the ER or I have to go to the hospital or something like that, I'm actually leveraging my own money. Does that make sense? It totally makes sense to me. So there is a complete parallel here. Now, the next two steps are the two steps that I think people have the most difficulty with when it comes to real estate investing. Because step number five is you have to identify your goals. You have to figure out, okay, now that I've got this new map, where is it I'm trying to get to? I'm not really in a position yet to figure out what my goals need to be. I'm really not because I haven't been educated. I have not been educated on the path that Lior is suggesting. I have to actually educate myself before I can really sit down and figure out what my goals and objectives are. But I will tell you this, I do have one major goal right here staring me right in the face. You ready for it? Not have another heart attack. Yeah, trust me. That was not fun. I had a heart attack and it was not fun. I was actually doing this radio show and I had a heart attack and it was not fun. And as it turns out, that heart attack had been going on for at least 3 days. But I didn't know I was having a heart attack because all the symptoms of a heart attack weren't necessarily presenting. Yeah, I don't want to do that again. That to me is a big audacious goal that I'm going to stick right in the center of the shot group or the target group, I should say. Okay, now there'll be some other goals too, and I'm sure they'll have to do with measuring what my body's doing. So in other words, you know, getting my blood checked and seeing what my blood's doing and those types of things. So there are ways for me to enhance my goals and my objectives, but the key thing is this. I don't want to have a heart attack, and I don't want to go through some of the heart-related issues that I have dealt with because it's not fun. It's just not fun. All right. The final thing that you have to do when it comes to changing your mindset is you actually have to work on your belief system. And this is kind of where I was at last week when I was telling you about the mindset change. But let me just kind of dial it in a little bit more for you. Now, many of us have something called false beliefs that we accept. They're a part of, I mean, our mind has done an analysis on something. Maybe we saw something, maybe we witnessed something, we experienced something, whatever it is. We experienced something and we made a decision about that something. And that decision nested in our brain as a belief. And sometimes we'll believe things that aren't necessarily true. Here, let me just give you an easy one for, you know, what's going on in the world right now. There are some people out there that thought Vladimir Putin was a nice guy. I think we're finding out that that's a false belief. I don't think Vladimir Putin is a nice guy. And I think he's doing some horrible things in the world right now. That's my example. So, false beliefs. You have to sit down and actually think about what you believe. And then you have to question what you believe. And the only way you're going to find those false beliefs is to ask enough questions about what you believe and why you believe it. Yeah, I'm serious. For instance, okay, so let me explain how this works when it comes to the vegan thing. I have a false belief. I've already identified it. I have a false belief. And the false belief is that I have to get protein in my body. Now, that's not a false belief. That's actually a real thing. I do have to get protein in my body. My body does require protein. But here's the false belief part. I believe that the best source of protein comes from animals. That's kind of where my mind's at. And as a guy that eats a lot of steak and a lot of chicken and a lot of pork chops, and animals are yummy. What can I say? Okay, so that's where my mindset is at. But I have to start questioning those belief systems. See, I absolutely know that protein exists in other sources of foods and not just meat. Yeah, it exists in soy products. I know some people are going, oh, tofu, you're going to eat tofu? Actually, I don't mind tofu. I really don't mind it. No, I don't sit down with a big blob of gelatinous stuff on my plate and think that's going to be delicious. At least that's not where my mindset's at right now. But who's to say that wouldn't be a beautiful thing for me in the future? And these are some of these false beliefs that I'm going to have to sit down and I will have to address if I'm to be successful doing what I am about ready to start doing, which is to focus on my personal health. I'm willing to give this vegan thing a try. Now, of course, the first thing that shows up in my mind is, okay, how do I start? What do I do? What's the first step, right? Well, the first step, just like real estate investing, is the education piece. It all dials back to the education piece. Now, there are a lot of things that I could read out there that focus on the vegan lifestyle. Okay, so I've not really read any of those things because my mind has never been focused on any of those things. But now that my mind is focused on doing something different than what I have been doing, what I'm looking for is the best resource. Wouldn't you look for the best resource? I mean, when I was looking for somebody to teach me how to change my financial situation, I came to Lifestyles Unlimited because they were the only ones out there that actually bothered to teach me anything. Everybody else was giving me hype and hyperbole, and yeah, these people in these beautiful suits and nice dresses and stuff like that, and they're salesmen. And all they're doing is selling something that doesn't give you the result you're looking for. But Lifestyles Unlimited is completely different than that. Lifestyles Unlimited is more interested in getting you the information you need than we are with selling you on anything. And that's kind of the approach Lior took with me. He's not trying to sell me anything. He didn't call me up and go, hey, I'm Lior and I've got these commercials on TV and you need to buy my products. No, that's not what the guy did. The guy's a Lifestyles Unlimited member who happens to know me, who understands what's going on in my life. He happens to have a skill set that I don't have, and he is willing to help me, and he's going to give me a book that he thinks is the right source of education. And once I read that book, everything's going to click in. It's going to be a pretty cool experience.
Del Wamsley, on how to live the lifestyle.
Can you buy something for $25,000 and renovate it? Yes, you could. If you bought it, rehabbed it, and had $25,000 in it, all you'd have in it in equity is $25,000. If you had the $25,000 in the first place, you'd have $25,000. So you're not making any money on doing that because you can't get the money back out of the house unless you sell it. If you do, now you have to pay taxes on that money, so part of that money goes away. But do you think one-third is going to buy you houses in an environment where the average home in this country costs $350,000? If you bought one at an absolute steal price, which would be $100,000, you'd have to put 20% down, would be $20,000. That you can, with $20,000, go out there and buy enough houses to buy 15 houses? The answer is not during this market conditions.
If you'd like to find out how we do this, go to LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshops.com. Get signed up, and let's get you going.
For listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit LifestylesUnlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.